A clash of man against machine is over, and the machine won. Google's artificial intelligence program AlphaGo took 4 out of 5 games in a match of Go, an ancient Chinese board game. The loser was the human reigning world champion. NPR's Elise Hu reports on this computing milestone.
The matchup had the mood and atmosphere of a prize fight, a ritzy hotel venue, enough cameras flashing to temporarily blind you, and play-by-play announcers.
Black could play here and force white to answer, making a 1-point difference, keeping the tempo, keeping sente.
The face-off was no actual fight, but instead a popular ancient East Asian board game. Go is played with black and white stones, which each player uses to try and gain territory. And the big draw in Seoul was no mortal. It was the artificial intelligence program AlphaGo, which relies on machine learning and neural networks. It studied a database of 100,000 human matches, played against itself millions of times to reprogram itself and improve.
Go has been an outstanding grand challenge for AI research for at least the last 20 years.
Demis Hassabis is the head of Google's AI subsidiary DeepMind, which created AlphaGo. A computer had already beaten a human champion at chess decades ago.
Really, the only game left above chess is Go. So it's the kind of Mount Everest of perfect information games.
To really test AlphaGo, the Google DeepMind team needed a worthy adversary.
So we wanted to pick somebody who in 20, 30 years' time would still be remembered as a legend of the game.
They settled on an 18-time world champion, the Korean Lee Sedol, a baby-faced 33-year-old who turned pro when he was 12. The challenge riveted South Korea. At Seoul's central train station, we found hundreds huddled around a television to watch the matches. One of them was Lee Song-hee, no relation.
I'm just burning up inside. It's like watching my own son play the game. It's like watching my family.
With all eyes on him, Lee lost the first 3 games to AlphaGo. The losses stunned him, he said. Lee then fought back to defeat the computer once on Sunday. And after battling it out for every point, Lee ultimately lost the final game deep in overtime. He spoke through a translator after the match.
I feel a little bit regrettable because I believe that there is more that a human being could have shown in a match against artificial intelligence.
This is definitely the moment when we realized computers could beat us at this game.
Andrew Okun is the president of the American Go Association. He says the reaction to this moment is mixed, not unlike a lot of other reactions to technology innovation.
50% sadness and trepidation, and 50% where can I get my copy? I want this software.
AlphaGo's makers don't plan to sell it commercially just yet. But already it's challenging a couple thousand years of traditional Go strategies. In its historic win over a man, the machine has something to teach. New perspectives on an ancient game. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.